Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 34 after, no, 7 till the hour. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, folks? I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with John Horvat. John, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's www.returntoorder.org.
Returntoorder.org. That's also the title of his outstanding book, Where We've Been, How We Got Here, and Where We Need to Go. Also, Lighting the Way, that's another outstanding book by John. He co-authored with Norman Fulkerson. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. You kind of got us bummed out a little bit bringing us this information about the UN recommending to the national the system of national accounts that they include illicit activity, vice, sin activity, prostitution, right. Drugs, business theft, which is so astonishing to me, in the GDP of a country. Are some countries doing this?
Yeah, that is it. I mean, the European Union, and its overall calculations of statistics, they're doing it. Certain individual countries, the European Union, I think Canada does some. But the good news is there's only one obstacle toward the universal adoption of these standards. And that obstacle is the United States.
Yeah, good.
The United States is not doing it.
We're absolutely refusing. We're resisting this 100%, right? We're full-throated against this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, you and I are. But, I mean, who are the people who would be responsible? Is it our U.N. ambassador that would be against this?
Well, I think it's probably just a lot of the probably even – the Commerce Department and probably official policymakers.
The State Department.
You know, that have just saying this doesn't make sense and we don't like it. And if we don't do it, it doesn't go.
The United States can stop this from becoming a calculation of GDP for other countries.
Right, exactly. It's like the Paris Accords, you know.
Right.
If we don't sign it, it's useless. It doesn't go anywhere. It just, you know, and so, especially in this matter, when the United States has the biggest economy in the world, when you don't participate, it really throws a blanket, a lot of water on the over the fire. So
well,
I think
good.
That is very good.
This is another example, John, where you and I talk about this. I know I do. I know you do, too. Warts and all. This is an example of where the United States continues to be a beacon of light for the rest of the world. Warts and all, what do you think?
Definitely. We have a certain moral sense that's still there that other countries don't have. You know, we know it's very bad here, and everybody complains and says how bad it is. But you know, go other places and look, and you'll see. You know, we definitely have a lot. Still have a lot going for us, and we need to be there. You know, resisting and you know, keeping up the fight because otherwise, we are a beacon for the world.
Well, when you look around the world and you see third world countries, one of the main reasons they're still third world in the 21st century is corruption, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
It's the corruption.
All these activities.
Yeah.
Don't help the country.
Here's a couple of things, John. Think about. So let's say that this thing passed. And the newspapers in any country, out of Slobovia, pick one, the newspaper reports the level of illegal activity that grew the economy this year. Some teenager reads that and says, wow, that's a job I should aspire to. Or they get arrested and their lawyer says, well, wait a minute, you're taking him to court you're accusing him of a crime that's listed as part of the economy. I mean, how do you defend that, John? Yeah. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. No, that's definitely it. It's validating it. It's saying it's all right, and that's the main way to fight against it is to make it socially unacceptable, and that's what we have to keep doing.
Yeah, and I hope that the United States is not moving. When I see marijuana being approved as legal in Illinois and Colorado and California, places like that, that makes me feel that we're defining DVC down here in the United States too, John. Last thoughts, what do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. No, that's it. That's definitely there.
ReturnToOrder.org. That's the website, right, John?
That's it.
Hey, John, thanks for this report. I appreciate you very much. Will you come back soon?
Oh, absolutely. No problem.
John Horvat, ladies and gentlemen. Return to Order is the book. Lighting the Way, that's another one of his outstanding books. ReturnToOrder.org. John Horvat II. We'll get him back again another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.